Ananias and Sapphira. However, there was a man named Ananias who sold a piece of land, he and his wife Sapphira. He kept for himself a part of the proceeds, and his wife knew about it. Then he brought the rest and gave it to the apostles. Then Peter said to him, "Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your heart so that you lied to the Holy Spirit and kept for yourself a part of the proceeds from the field? Before you sold it, it was yours, and when you sold it, you could have done with the proceeds from it whatever you wanted. So why did you plan this deception in your heart? You lied to God, not to people." When Ananias heard him say this, he fell down dead. All who heard about this were greatly frightened. Then some young men came, wrapped Ananias in a shroud, took him out, and buried him. After about 3 hours, his wife came, but she didn't know what had happened. Peter said to her, "Tell me, was it for this amount that you both sold the land?" She said, "Yes, for this amount." Peter said to her, "Why did you and your husband agree to test the Spirit of God? Look, those who buried your husband have arrived at the door, and they will carry you out as well." At once she fell at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found her dead. So they took her out and buried her beside her husband. The whole community of believers and all those who heard of this were greatly frightened. The apostles perform many miracles. Through the apostles, there took place many signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers were meeting together in the portico of Solomon. No one from outside their group dared to slip in among them. However, all the people respected them very much. A great number of men and women believed in our Lord Jesus and joined them. People would carry the sick out into the streets and lay them on beds or mats, so that when Peter passed by, perhaps his shadow might fall upon some of them. Groups of people from the towns neighboring Jerusalem would come, bringing the sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them would receive healing. The leaders persecute the apostles. The high priest was filled with envy, along with his group, who were of the party of the Sadducees. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But an angel of God opened the gates of the jail at night and brought them out. Then he said to them, "Go and stand in the temple courts and declare to the people the full message of the new life." So they obeyed what he said. They went to the temple courts at dawn and began teaching the people. The high priest gathered his group and summoned the high council, namely the full assembly of the elders of Israel. Then they ordered that the apostles be brought from the jail. But when the guards went to the jail, they did not find them there. They returned and reported, saying, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards standing at the gates. But when we opened them, we found nobody inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were perplexed and said, "What do you think might have happened?" Then someone arrived and said to them, "The men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts, teaching the people." The captain of the guard and his men went and brought them without violence, for they were afraid that the people would stone them. When they brought them in before the council, the high priest interrogated them. He said, "We commanded you not to teach in this name. Instead, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you want to put on us the responsibility for killing this man." Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God, not people. You killed Jesus. You crucified him, but God, the God of our forefathers, raised him from death and lifted him up to his right side to be the leader and savior that through him the children of Israel may repent and have their sins forgiven. We testify to this, as does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When the council members heard them say this, they were furious and wanted to kill the apostles. But one of them, whose name was Gamaliel, was a Pharisee and a professor of religious law, and all the people respected him. He stood in the council and ordered the removal of the apostles for a while. Then he said to the council members, "Children of Israel, you must not carry out what you are intending to do with these men. For some time ago, Thutis rode up and he said he was a great man, and about 400 men followed him. But he was killed, and all of his followers were scattered, and that was the end of them. After that, at the time of the census, Judas of Galilee rose up and drew a group of people after him. But he, too, was killed, and all of his followers were scattered. Therefore, in this case, I advise you to distance yourself from these men and leave them alone. For if their thoughts and deeds are of human origin, they will fail. But if they are actually from God, you will not be able to defeat them, and it will be clear that you are fighting God. The council complied with his advice. They summoned the apostles, flogged them, and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus. Then they released them. They went out from the council rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to be treated shamefully for the sake of Jesus. Every day, in the temple complex and from house to house, they were teaching and proclaiming without pause the good news that Jesus is the Messiah.